In a case it decided in March, the U.S. Supreme Court raised the bar for companies who want to prove another firm is hurting them by using a similar trademark. The case involved a company called Victor's Little Secret and the larger corporation, Victoria's Secret. The court ruled Victoria's Secret had to prove its customers were actually confused by the company's similar names. In the past, the law in some parts of the country, including Wisconsin, said companies just had to prove their customers were likely to be confused. Tom Fren is chair of the business law section of the State Bar of Wisconsin.
This would provide more protections for small businesses because it will make it more difficult for the big corporation to go after the small corporation.
Friend says a small business owner has no practical way of finding out if any other company has the same name, and that pretty frequently leads to problems.
A small business starts out using its name based upon a locality or a family name or a long-time product, and then they run into the situation where a national corporation has the same name, and they try to stop the small business from using it.
Often small businesses find it's cheaper to change their names than try to defend themselves in court. Of course, that will still be true even after the Supreme Court decision, so large firms could still bully small ones by threatening a trademark suit. But Friend thinks most businesses will try to act reasonably and take the recent decision into account. He also says the ruling will help all companies because the law is clearer now, and that means it will be quicker and cheaper to decide trademark issues, whether in court or out. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.